Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord is strong in this place tonight. Amen. He is working. He's moving. He is doing things. Praise God. He is so good to us.
Yes.
He is an awesome God. He is mighty and worthy of our praise. The title of my message tonight is "The Blessing Is On You." Glory to God. The blessing is on you. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 10.
Yes.
Proverbs 10 and verse 22. Says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. So God wants you blessed in every part of your life, in every area of your life. He wants your home blessed. He wants your marriage blessed. He wants your job blessed. He wants your health blessed. He wants your finances blessed. He wants your children blessed. He wants your mind, your will, and your emotions blessed. Amen. He wants every part of your life blessed. Amen. And a couple of the characteristics of being blessed is abundance and overflow. The blessings of God on your life, the characteristics of His blessings on your life is abundance and overflow. I like abundance and overflow. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive them both. So think about that tonight. How about abundance and overflow of joy tonight? Isn't that an awesome thing when you've got so much joy? It's just like it's overflowing on the inside of you. That's an awesome place to be at, isn't it? Just an abundance of joy. How about an abundance of peace tonight? Can you use an abundance of peace? Amen. Well, that is a characteristic of God's blessing on you tonight. And before you leave this place tonight, I want you to know in your heart, without a doubt, that the blessings of God belong to you. Amen. And how about an abundance and overflow of health in your body? Amen. All God's blessings in your body from head to toe, just reeking with health.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. How about an abundance and overflow of wealth tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. You mean, Pastor Sharon, you're talking about wealth in my finances? I'm talking about wealth in your finances. I'm talking about wealth in every area of your life. Amen. Abundance and overflow in every area of your life tonight. See, John 10:10 says, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come, Jesus is come, that you will have life and have it more abundantly." Praise God. There's that word again. Abundantly. Amen. Jesus came to give you an abundant life. Amen. But the one that is trying to steal that abundant life from you is the thief. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. So if there's anything against your life tonight, it's not God. Amen. Jesus came to give you abundance in every area of your life. God gives good things, amen. He's a good father and he gives good gifts, amen, to his children tonight. Proverbs 10 and 22 in the Message says, God's blessings makes life rich. Ooh, I love that. Amen. Makes life rich. God's blessings makes life rich. And it goes on to say, nothing we do can improve on God.
Amen.
Just quit struggling with yourself.
Amen.
Just get over yourself tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We try, we strive, we struggle so hard with ourselves. I've got to be so perfect. I've got to be so strong. I've got to be so much of this and I've got to be so much of that. No, we serve a God that is so much of it. Amen? Of everything that we have need of tonight. It's all Him. It's all God. Amen? Hallelujah. So it's all God tonight. So when God blesses us with anything, we need to give God all the glory. Praise God. He gets all the glory tonight. We can't be puffed up. We can't think or have the attitude, I'm a self-made man or a self-made woman. No, we wouldn't have clothes on our back if it weren't for God. Hallelujah. The blessing of God on us. He's a good God, isn't He? Amen. He's a good provider tonight. He is a good helper tonight. Glory to God. He has provided everything that we have need of. Praise God. He's just wanting you to draw on it tonight. Draw on what He has provided for you. Amen. He gave a big price for us to have an abundant life. Amen. He gave it all. Amen. Gave it all. So He can't be asking too much of us tonight, can He? Praise God. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. And verses 1 and 2. I'm going to kick over a couple of sacred cows tonight. So y'all just buckle yourselves in. Get ready for it. Amen. Genesis 12, 1 and 2 says, Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. Sometimes we got to leave our kindred, don't we? Our family members. Amen. And from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Amen. So God told Abraham that He will bless him and that He will make his name great. Amen. Hallelujah. And He would make a great nation of him. God gave him some covenant promises, didn't He? Amen. So let's turn to chapter chapter 13 and verse 2. And let's see what some of those blessings were, that what was included in those blessings that God gave Abraham. Chapter 13 of verse 2 says, And Abraham was very rich. Wow. You mean God was okay with Abraham being rich? Oh my heavens to goodness. Wasn't he supposed to be filthy poor? To be a real Christian? Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Abraham was very blessed of God. Glory to God. But Abraham knew who gave him the blessing. Amen. He knew it was God Almighty that was blessing him. He didn't know, he didn't think, well, I'm just so smart. It's my intelligence that got me all this cattle and all this silver and all this gold. It's my education. It's my intelligence. I'm just so wonderful and so great and so smart. Don't expect anything from God with that kind of attitude. Amen? Amen. Don't expect anything from God with that kind of attitude. It is God, not us. It is God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now let me find where I'm at. Let me see where I left off. Genesis 12. Lord, okay, there I am. Okay, the blessings of Abraham. God gave the blessing to Abraham. Now, the word bless means empower to prosper. to excel, multiply, increase, rise above. Amen. Awesome things, aren't they? So Abraham was very rich. He was empowered to prosper. The blessing gave him the ability to excel. It gave him the ability to multiply, to increase, to rise above. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's see where we fit in all this. Turn to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3:29 says, And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs to the promise. Amen. The blessings that was on Abraham belong to you tonight. Amen. They belong to you. So let's all say tonight, let's all say with me, the blessing is on me.
The blessing is on
my children. Amen. So it belongs to us tonight because the promise of God. Now the Message translation says, you are Abraham's famous descendant, heirs according to the covenant promise. Everybody say, I'm famous. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm an heir. The promise belongs to me. Amen. Hallelujah. The promise belongs to you tonight. Amen. That means the blessing that was on Abraham is on you. The blessing is on you. That means you are empowered to prosper. You are empowered to excel. You are empowered to multiply. You are empowered to increase. You are empowered to rise above. Now, who did we say was trying to steal, kill, and destroy? That's the enemy, amen? That is not God trying to take anything away from you. God, Jesus came that you'd have abundant life. God wants your life blessed. He's done everything that he can do for you to have a blessed life in every area of your life. Now the enemy's trying to steal it. I don't have peace. I don't have any peace. I don't have peace. Did God do that?
No.
I'm in a bad situation in my finances. Okay, you might have done something there to mess up. Been there and done that. Amen. But we have a covenant Father. We have a covenant Father. Amen. He will meet our needs right where we're at. Glory to God when we go to Him. Amen. And you know, going to God means repentance. It means having a repentant heart. And so when you repent of something that you have done, that means you turn away from it. That means you lay it down at Jesus' feet. You give it to Him. Yes, I did this. I misused God's money. I wasn't a good steward of God's money. But God, I see that and I ask you to forgive me. Amen. I repent of that. Then I don't stay down. Amen. I get back up. Hallelujah. And I learn from my mistake. And I see where the enemy came in and tempted me with something that looked so pretty or that I just thought I had to have and got myself in debt and got myself in a mess. That's what we do, isn't it? And then we're like, God, why did you let this happen to me? God's saying, I told you not to do that. If we just listen to Him. But we listen to our flesh too many times. Amen. It's the truth anyway. Oh me. Oh me. Amen. Oh me. Now, I want to go back a little bit and just talk about something else that the Lord put on my heart. The enemy is trying to kill our kids. Steal, kill, and destroy. But the enemy knows his time is short. And he's trying to ramp it up. But I'm angry right now. Amen. That's a good place to be. Angry with what the devil is doing. So I'm not putting up with it. Amen. The enemy has come against our children. Amen. And so we've got to come against what's going on with prayer. And prayer changes things. Amen. But we're in a dangerous place right now. Amen. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's the truth. We've got to hit the ground running with our prayers. It's not time to say, well, if I get around to it. It's got to be so strong in our hearts that every minute of the day, whether we're in our prayer closet or we're driving down the road or what we're doing, we are praying, amen? And I tell you, the strongest weapon that you can ever have as a Christian is the prayer life, the tongue life, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a weapon that the enemy can't do anything with. Amen. We've got to have our prayer language. Amen. And we've got to ramp it up. Ramp it up. Because we're in a time that we can't be lax. We're in a serious place right now. We're in a serious time. We can't let the enemy just kill our babies. We can't let them decide. Because if they get their inch in, they're going to tell who everybody can live and who doesn't need to live. See, when the devil gets just an inch, we've got to stop it.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
We've got to stop the enemy's plan. Now, he's already showed himself.
Yeah.
He showed himself, and now we see. He slipped his little self in there.
Yeah.
We were blindsided, but now he's shown himself. And so we know what to do. Amen. Closing the door to the devil. Closing the door and saying no.
Yeah.
No to the devil. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory.
We've got to start. We've got to start. All I can say is ramping up.
That's
that
right.
Word is just so strong on the inside.
That's
of
right.
Me.
Yeah.
I don't care what it looks like with your children right now. The enemy's coming against their minds.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to steal them. He's trying to rip them away from God. He's trying to lure them out there in the world. He's showing them all these great things that look so good out there. But he doesn't tell them the end is going to be death. He doesn't show them that part of it. So we've got to ramp it up with our teenagers. With our young people, with our children. Amen.
Amen.
But the promise is to you and to your children.
Yes.
It's to you and to your children. Amen. So we take our children back.
Yes.
We take them back.
Yes.
Amen. And so I'm not moved by what it looks like. I'm not moved by what it sounds like, amen, by what I hear, but I'm moved by what God says in His Word, amen. The promises to me and to my children, the promises to you and your children tonight, amen. Hallelujah. You've got a covenant with God. Those children are coming back to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care what it looks like in the natural.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. You might say, well, my child's 40 years old. I don't care how old they are. Amen. If it's your child, it's your child.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. It's never too late.
Amen.
Don't ever give up on your kids.
Amen.
Don't ever give up on God.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever give up on His promises.
Amen.
Don't ever give up on the blessing tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The blessing is on you and the blessing is on your kids.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We take them back. We take them back in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. We take them back. Satan, you can't have them. You take your hands off of them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Spirit. We're praying for the kids. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over the young people, over the children, over the babies. Oh, we declare in Jesus' name, they are God's kids. They are God's young people. They are God's children. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you take your hands off of them. You have no place. We give you no place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take them back. We take them back. We take them back in Jesus' name. It's part of the blessing tonight. The enemy's trying to steal, kill, and destroy, but we take it back in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ covers our kids. The blood of Jesus Christ covers our schools in the name of Jesus. And yes, your prayers will make a difference. They will make a difference. The enemy try to say, oh, you're just praying and it's not doing any good. Well, that's a lie of the devil. He doesn't want you praying, and he sure doesn't want you praying in the Spirit. Amen. He'll make you feel just as dry and just as dull, and you'll think, I don't have enough power to pray in the Spirit. Well, you just push on through that. Just push on through it, because he's doing what he does. He's lying. He's the father of lies. So just push on through it, because your prayers are doing mighty things in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. They're tearing down strongholds. They're changing rules and regulations and laws. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just plead the blood over every school in this area in the name of Jesus. We take them back. We take the children back in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, we do. Satan, you got to go. You got to go. Take your hands off of our kids in Jesus' name. They belong to God. Hallelujah. They belong to God. Hallelujah. Are you filled with the Spirit? Okay, that's good. Praise God. God's got something special for you. That's why I asked. You've got an intercession anointing on you, a gift of intercession. God's going to use you greater in intercession than He's ever used you before. That's why you've been fought so hard. That's why the enemy's been coming against you. Amen. He doesn't like intercessors. No, he doesn't. I love it. Love it. Love it. Amen. Hallelujah. The blessing belongs to you tonight. Amen. Speaking of your kids, my kids are blessed.
Yeah.
The kids are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord makes my children rich. Hallelujah. And adds no sorrow with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Those that are in college, your kids that are in college, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. And I call them back into the kingdom. I say, Satan, you let your hands, take your hands off of them now in Jesus' name. They belong to God. They are God's children. You have no place over them. We give you no place over them in the name of Jesus. Full force. They come back full force. Stronger than ever. Stronger than ever. I know this is different, but when you do it, we're doing warfare tonight. Amen. We're taking back some ground tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Greater, greater, greater. No weapon formed against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Taking your job back. I'm taking your job territory back for God in Jesus' name. When the enemies try to come in on your job, I bind it in the name of Jesus. I put the blood of Jesus Christ over it tonight, and we take it back. Hallelujah. We take it back in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's like wells of water springing up. Springing up. Springing up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Yes. 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 Oh, glory. 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 Oh, God says, take back your territory. Every place you set your feet belongs to you. Hallelujah. Take your territory back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, glory. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God. Hallelujah. I bind that spirit that's coming against your kids. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Oh, you let them go, devil. You let them go in Jesus' name. Oh, glory. God is bigger than that. God's bigger than that situation. God's bigger than that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Power, power, power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.